Hello, 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 and welcome to Candrastations. I am your host, Kandra Thomas Bell. Candrastations is a podcast where we dive into authentic and organic conversations with real people about their remarkable life experiences. Our goal is to empower and inspire as we explore the diverse paths of self-discovery, healing, and self-care that leads to overall wellness. So stay tuned for today's episode. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of Kandra Stations. I am your host, Kandra Thomas Bell, and we are glad to have you here. Today we have my sister, like my for real sister, like, you know, blood can't make you no closer, sister. We have Leslie Millichstone, who is the owner of Long Willow and K3C Transportation. She claims to be a single mom of four with a husband. She is a happily married woman with four amazing children who are my nieces and nephews, whom I love dearly. And so this season of Candrastations, I'm having conversations with people with chronic health conditions that you may not see it as a chronic health condition because you can't see inside of their body, but they are sometimes suffering, sometimes in pain, and they're pushing through. So I've never seen somebody who pushed through so many things, and it shows up for so many people more than my sister Leslie. So welcome to the podcast, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today, I'm going to give my sister a voice. So everybody who asking Leslie to bake a cake. Oh, and she bakes cakes. The best pound cake in the world.
In the world.
Because I ain't had none that hit it yet. So there's that. So, you want to tell the people about your health condition?
Yes. Let's see. In 2015, I think maybe June, I think, of 2015, I was diagnosed with lupus. And with that, at that point, I was about 20 weeks pregnant, and they said that they needed to start treating it aggressively. So they wanted to terminate the pregnancy. Well, I chose to go ahead with the pregnancy and just, you know, see where all the cards fell with the lupus. It was systemic lupus. Right. I, you know, Googled and looked it up, and, you know, all of the different stuff on the internet, it would have you crazy. I just talked with the rheumatologist because my doctor, my OBGYN sent me to a rheumatologist. Basically, he said that I could have a healthy baby, but I couldn't, you know, have a vaginal birth. It would have to be C-section because I could pass on the lupus through the birth canal or whatever. So with that being the only thing, I was like, well, we'll see what happens. You know, even with the medicines and stuff that they were giving me, I was taking about 12 pills a day.
Wow.
Like, I had to take the Plaquenil, the Celebrex, the prednisone to keep down the inflammation. It really wasn't that bad at the time during my pregnancy. I'll say after I had the baby, I did have to have a C-section and everything. After I had the baby, I'll say probably about four or five months after he was born is when I had my first experience with a flare-up. And that flare up, I was not able to move my hands. I couldn't open and close my hand. I couldn't hold the baby. Like, I couldn't pick him up. I couldn't change a diaper. I couldn't do anything. Everything on me was in pain. And I never felt any pain like that before. And when I had my older daughter to call the doctor, and what did was prescribe me this prednisone pack. I had to take like 12 prednisones first, and then, you know, like the next day I had to take 11. Then they had to take 10. So when I took those 12, probably they may have been 5 milligram, but I'll say within, 2 to 3 hours, my body started loosening up and, and, I was able to gain that mobility, back. But, of course, prednisone is a steroid and you don't want to do that every time you have a flare. But like I said, this was the first one that I had ever had. And that was like in 2016. And it pretty much scared me to death. And then I may have had maybe 2 or 3, the rest of that year, but I kind of knew how to handle it. Stuff like that. But then in 2021, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it was like stage 0 to 1. Like it was, they found it really, really early. So early matters.
Right.
And they were able to, it was all in one central location. So they were able to, narrow in on it and go and get it all out. Well, once they told me I had breast cancer, which was in December of 2020, I kind of waited for months before I went back. And when I went back to the doctor, it was probably March or April. And of course, the cancer was still there. And they were like, well, it's not moving, but you need to, get it out. You let it sit there.
Right.
And, my mind was, how much is this going to cost? Because although I'm a business owner, the business does not cover, have insurance and stuff like that. And my husband and I work for the same company. So together. So I couldn't be on his insurance. So I was trying to figure out how was I going to pay for this?
Because
they were like, $9,000 for, the outpatient surgery. Then the doctor wanted $8,000, so it was just all. With all of that, we figured it all out and we scheduled the surgery. But prior to all of that, the cancer kind of kicked off my lupus and flare up. And I guess, all of the stress, because flares, it's stressful. It comes from stress too. And when I found out about the cancer, the lupus flared up, and this time there was nothing that the doctor could give me. The prednisone pack did not work this time. I pretty much lost like all of my mobility. I couldn't drive. I couldn't walk. My kids had to walk me to the bathroom and walk me back. I could like get in the tub. They had to help me in the tub. I couldn't hold a towel to bathe. I couldn't hold my toothbrush. My kids were brushing my teeth for me, and I'm sure my husband would have done all of that, but he was also, I think he was driving trucks at that time. And why, I keep saying my children, because they were there.
Yeah.
So he may have been, on the road driving trucks at that time, but yeah. So like the girls had to help me brush my teeth. They had, Carson had to help me put my socks on. He had to help me tie my shoes. And I have never been so needy. Like that, because you know me.
Yes, I do know you very, very well.
So it's humbling for me to have to need my kids to do small stuff, like small stuff, like brush my hair, and or brush my teeth, or I'm talking about as far as I was getting to the bathroom, somebody had to help pull my underwear down because so much pain. You can't walk, you can't squat, the pain is just indescribable. And there's no medicine that you can take that can relieve the pain. And the pharmacist, when I went one to get my prescription filled, and it was some hydrocodone, and I think he prescribed me like 90. And the pharmacist like, what do you have that he's giving you so many at one time? And I told him that I had lupus, and he was like, oh, you'll never get over that. You know, that's a chronic pain. You'll never, you know, like, yeah, let me go on and feel this. But even with that being said, even with the hydrocodone, you can take 2, 3, 4 and it does not subside the pain.
Right.
It's either you just, you know, suck it up and push through, or you just succumb to it. And I can't succumb to it because I have so much going on. I have to push through regardless of how I look during the day. You know, if I look like I'm having a good day or whatever, that's just me. I'm just gonna do it. You're not gonna be able to tell that I'm in pain, but the pain is there. Every day there's a day that I don't get up and not in pain. It may not be the same on the same scale. It may not be a 10 every day, but every day it's a 4, 5, or 6.
Tell me about a time when it was challenging for you.
So Carson wanted to play T-ball, and this was in 2021. T-ball season, I want to say, started maybe in March, maybe early April. They only had like 5 games. Andrew, 5, maybe 6 games. And, you know, it was at the Y, and you had to park like so far, and you had to bring your own chairs and snacks and all of this stuff. That was so, so hard for me because, the girls were, you know, like still in school and stuff. Everybody busy. Wesley was definitely on the road during this time because I recorded a lot of the games so that Wesley could see him. And, it was some days that like I would have to let him run down, and at this point he's 5 maybe years old, and I'm letting him get out the car with his little bat and stuff and run down, you know, so he can be on time, because it was going to take me a minute to get out the car, get my chair and get his snacks and stuff and try to, you know, go all the way down to the field, only for the game to be 20-30 minutes. So by the time I got to where the game was, you know, they had already started or whatnot. By the time I get the stuff set up, you know, and sit down in the chair or whatnot, the game is ending. So now it's time for me to
pack it all up and go.
Pack it all up. And, you know, I mean, it was some nights, honey. This guy, one guy one night was like, he drove all the way across the field and drove me back to my car because he saw that I couldn't do it. But, you know, I wasn't going to ask anybody. I was just going to let it take, you know, I was just going to take my time, you know. And, of course, Carson running circles around me because, you know, he really doesn't understand everything that's going on. But at the same time, he's just like, you are really slow. I'm faster than you. I can run up there and run back, you know, and be back. And all of that to say, you know, even that, you know, was a really sad time for me because I couldn't be there for him like I was there for my girls. They were able to participate in everything, and I was a part of it all.
You were.
And for him to, you know, he's never asked to play any sport. And then when he asked to do baseball, I mean, he just asked at a really bad time for me. I was, you know, when I signed him up, I wasn't. You know, of course we signed up like in January or whatnot, and you know, it didn't start until like the end of March or whatever. But by then, I was really sick, and it was hard, and I didn't want to tell him that I couldn't do it. But I did it. You know, just
enough. Why couldn't you be honest and say you couldn't do it?
Because I just felt like I owed him that little bit. You know, I mean, of course, I'm an older parent now, but at the end of the day, he didn't ask to be here. And I didn't want him to be like, dang, I can't even do, you know, this because my mom is sick and my mom is old or whatever, you know. So I just felt like I owed him, you know, the one opportunity to do the sport that he, you know, was interested in. And he has not tried to play baseball again because he says that I'm too slow. But I'm like, I don't even have to play. Like, and you would be in a different league now. You wouldn't be with the Y, you know. But I mean, he may want to visit it again because he really did like it. But last year he didn't want to do it at all because, you know, he kind of felt like, you know, it had been too much on me. But, you know, he's just considerate, I guess.
Yeah. You know, he got a whole bottle of prep for his mama.
Okay.
You know, we love Carson. Carson is our baby.
He used to pray for me with his oil and, mm-hmm. Lord, please make my mom normal again. Because, I mean, he knew, like, I couldn't even, like, I wasn't even, like, cooking. I was paying somebody to come and cook dinner for my kids. Like, who does that? So, yeah.
Be glad that you had the resources to do that.
I mean, you're right.
Because it could be worse, you know, that you didn't have the resources and you didn't have, you couldn't do any of it. So, one thing, God is faithful. And it's a lot, for sure. But what I'm hearing is she's not going to ask for help, everybody. She's just not going to do it. Okay, we got that part. The village, we need to get a baseball schedule for Carson and do it together and let him know that, you know, hey, we all a part of the family. We all a part of it, and that way we can support him as he grows, whenever he send me something to send some money for something that I don't even know what I'm paying for. We're going to send it. Leslie, my heart is so full. And if I could do anything to take the pain away. But, you know, I ain't never prayed on my show. I think we're going to pray today. Okay. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for my sister. I thank you that she is your daughter. I ask that you heal her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I ask that even if you choose not to deliver her from the illness, but please lessen the pain that she can do day-to-day life in a better way for her and her family. I ask that you give her double for her trouble, for her pain, and for her frustration. I ask that you continue to move her in a mighty direction, that all of her businesses are fruitful and her children are fruitful and her marriage is a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we do like we want to do over here at Kansas Savings, and I just couldn't leave you without doing that because, you know, that's my job. That's what I do. I'm a shotgun prayer friend. So, but thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. And we're going to do better being the village. How about that?
You guys are wonderful anyway.
I know we're wonderful, but we're going to have to kick that up a notch. All right. I love you, big.
All right. I love you too, girl. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to today's episode. I am signing off. This is your host, Kendra Thomas Bell, and I just like to let you know, if you are in need of therapy, I am a licensed therapist in Atlanta, Georgia. You can reach us at dynamicchangecc.com. If you would like to find another therapist, you can try Therapy for Black Girls as a directory. You can also try Clinicians of Color as a directory. And if you are looking for a male therapist in the metro Atlanta area, please reach out to Counseling Brothers of Atlanta for your therapy needs. We look forward to helping you through your journey. This is not a substitute for therapy. We wish everyone to have an individual and a collective journey for therapy, healing, and self-discovery. So thank you for listening to Kendra Sessions. See you on the next episode.